Hello, welcome to the Stephen D, soon to be Stephen and Devin podcast. Yes, so in fact, that is how it will be called on episode 11. Welcome to the episode 9/10 combo of the Stephen D podcast. Since I forgot to do episode 9, this is both of them combined. So, here's what's to be on this podcast.
Well, first
Devin.
We have
I will tell about my life over the past month, then we will have a weather update. Then, it will kind of be a combined review of
sort of an overview.
Overview.
Like a demonstration of, first of all, Steven's new Swamp Campaign Maker version 2.0, and it's and we've actually made the startings of a company called Cerberus Enterprises, and this is sort of under that name. So we were sort of dishing 2.0 out a couple days ago. When was it that we had it out?
When was it again? Okay. So as he said, it was yesterday.
Okay.
As both of them
we got
said.
That. We got that unveiled yesterday, and Steven will demonstrate some of these new features, such as the creation of allies and full screen reader support. And then he will demonstrate his Sniping Mania campaign for Swamp, made by his own Swamp campaign maker, just to demonstrate its full capability.
Good job, Devin.
And then our new section of the podcast will be a 3-minute tech tip and tech update combo podcast section, where I will give a short idea. It may not even be 3 minutes sometimes, because there might not be much to update, but I'll give one tech tip, sort of like if you ever listened back in 2005, the GW Micro Did You Know podcast, and the Main Menu Tech Update podcast, which Chase Crispin was doing a couple months ago. I don't know if he's still doing it. I haven't checked on Main Menu very recently. But, so that's going to be the podcast.
Yes, and so let's get this on the road. Basically, have you seen in recent blog posts, my last month has been filled with school, programming, Skyping, and violin practice and homework and whatnot.
General
and goal
nastiness.
Goal ball.
Yeah.
And basically just being chill.
And Skyping with me a whole
yeah.
lot.
You are a friend, right?
Yeah, we spent over like 24 hours in this past month Skyping. Like
yeah.
all the combined times over Skype call, probably at least 24 hours.
Yeah, that's why I said Skyping friends. So yeah.
And also my other friends, Wyatt Rose and other people.
Yes. So basically, as you know, my life is good. And Devin, I also have a little thing we could talk about in our 3-minute tech thing. The web playroom client.
Oh, I haven't done that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's why I can tell the people about it during our...
Okay, so that's an upcoming event, so you'll want to stay listening to the podcast.
Actually, it's already out, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, but...
so, weather?
Keep listening to it. I'm just kind of... I just latched onto this idea of the of a live audio stream.
Yeah, that is also what we'll be talking about. We have a lot to fill in that. It might even be 4 minutes. So yeah, this is going
to
be a long...
We might have to stretch it at 5 minutes.
This is going to be a long podcast.
This will be one of the longest podcasts yet.
Maybe not. I've had one about 22 or 23 minutes.
Oh, I've seen FSCast stretch beyond 2 hours.
My podcast is not going to be that long.
Which is good, because we don't want to size 255 megabytes.
Dude.
But if I have to, I can be temporary hosting.
I have 12 gigabytes of file storage. 13.38 gigs.
How'd you get that much?
I have cx.com as well.
What's CX?
Cloud storage with hot linking. So, anyway, we should probably talk about that, like me and you talking about what's going on with us after the podcast, like, you know, our file storage and stuff. We should talk about
that. That.
Okay. So, yeah.
But, and if we want, we might put some random audio up. We might have some random audio up on the site, StephenD.net, and I might eventually get around to update my website. I mean, it's been months since I've left.
Steven, you have cut out. So anyway, while he comes in,
my tutorial and the and not only that is Windows Live Writer, since I recently installed Windows 8.1 Preview, and we'll talk more about that on the tech update.
Yes. So now let's get on to the weather forecast. Today is cold. It's not cold, but it's cool for Texas. 83 degrees is the high. Tomorrow will be in the upper 50s in the morning and the lower 80s in the afternoon. And it'll be a warming trend going up into the low to mid 90s by Friday, with another storm system coming in Saturday, bringing some possible rain to the area. So, last night, let's talk about some rainfall totals while we're in here. 2.5 inches of rain.
Whoa.
In 24 to 36 hours. So, basically, if you can imagine, that's about... That sent us from about 7 inches below normal for this year to 5. So it made progress in the drought.
We're almost 4.5.
And we're at a surplus for September. We have more than normal. So now, onto our game review. Swamp campaign creator version 5 million. As if. Well.
Just 2.0. Well, we wish we'd get that far, but maybe in a 5 million years or so.
Yeah.
Man, don't I wish I had the Sorcerer's Stone from Harry Potter.
Oh, cat. Don't freak out. Sorry, my cat's laying here and he's going berserk on me because
of what we're talking about, because I think he hears us talking and he doesn't know who you're talking to, so he thinks you're going quite mad.
No, I was messing with him and so he started going berserk. So yeah, Swamp Campaign Creator version 2.0, let's open it.
Run dialogue D-O-Q-E-F-E-F desktop list.
And that'll be, we'll have a lot of to talk about there.
Swamp item campaign.
Brand new features.
So, here we are.
Steven Swamp
Welcome
Campaign
to
Creator.
Oh, I just demonstrated a new feature. If you want a review of how the whole thing works, go to stephend.net/audio-game-reviews or click the links in the link in the show notes section. So, anyway, now the new features are the fact that you can tell the voice to be quiet when you don't want to hear it talking anymore by pressing the control key.
Tell it to shut up.
Yeah. Tell it to shut up. Nobody wants to hear you talking. Wow.
Microsoft Sam and Microsoft Anna.
Yeah, I'm using Microsoft Anna. Anyway, let's click create a new game. Or Kane.
We should have that option in a joke version.
I know.
2.5 maybe.
What?
And 2.5 maybe. Campaign creator and Kane creator. Reminds me a little bit of Kane power.
It's like, we open that up. Who needs Ambutech anymore when we can create our own canes? Yeah.
Select the length of inches by typing the number. Then select the tip. 1, pencil tip. 2, marshmallow tip. 3, tennis ball tip. 4, atomic bomb size tip. 5,
and 5, rolly tip of death.
Which is a very sharp knife on the end of a ball bearing.
That can roll on the ground.
A rolling knife.
Yeah, the rolling tip of death. Now anyway, let's get on. The help feature has been revamped.
Well,
how did you know I was going to say that?
Load help.
I don't know.
I said re, and you said revamp, vamp.
Use arrow key
so,
to read.
Let's press the down arrow now.
Swamp Campaign Creator version 1.0 by Stephen Dougherty.
See, you can read it. You can read it from within the program. That is due to Stephen D's epic awesomeness and extreme powers of programming that he possesses. Yeah. So, anyway, let's exit this help section.
Welcome to the swamp.
Oh, be quiet.
Create a new campaign.
Create a new campaign. Here's another new feature. You can rename campaign, or you can name your campaign file. Like, I'm going to call this one Devin is Weird.
Enter the name. Better not.
Hey.
Devin.
What?
I better not see that campaign on my computer. Unless it's really good.
Enter the map that you...
And now, we can enter the map.
S-W-A-F-E-1.
And here comes another new feature. When I press enter, before going to the categories menu, the voice will announce, unless of course I press the control key, it will announce the name of the campaign I created and the map it's using. Let's press enter to make sure it does that.
Devin is
Steven,
weird.
Please choose.
Oh, it said Devin is weird, and then I pressed the control key. It would have said Devin is weird was created successfully using the map Swamp 1. So, here's another new feature. Allies.
Allies.
Down arrow through the menu.
Enter in depth within these menus, but I will tell you what each option does.
Add an ally.
If you don't know what that does, hey.
I think you need to go to a mental asylum.
There's a website called dictionary.com, and I think the word add is listed on there. So if you don't know what add an ally does, then hey, take a look.
Look up the word add.
Yeah.
Feel free. I'm not stopping you. Or wait, maybe I am.
Yeah.
Set an ally's voice.
That is self-explanatory. You can enter.
And if not, please go to funny farm now, because I don't want to put up with your freakishness.
Yeah. So.
Abnormal dweebs.
Set an ally speed.
Oh my gosh, this is cool, because you can set the ally to start running really fast, or you can make it walk like an old man.
Set an ally's movement instruction.
You can decide you want it to just stand there, shooting up zombies at will, or you could make it stalk you, or you could make it just walk around like it has nothing better to do, or you could make it go somewhere, and I mean seriously go somewhere, not walk around like it has nothing to do, or like it has all day, I mean, hurry.
Choose whether an ally obeys spoken commands.
You set it to 50. I mean, that speed, it can run.
Choose whether or not the ally is ally obeys spoken commands. This basically chooses whether or not the ally obeys its master.
Would that be spoken commands as in chatted commands over the radio?
No, like if you press the F key and then the mouse button, it would say stay here. And that would make it stop. And then the follow me.
Another reason you have to remap my cues.
Yeah. And then follow me will make it, follow me.
Ticket starts finding Steven D on the multiplayer and gets right out of your campaign and starts following you.
Man, I'd take that down with my M40.
Set an ally's
aggression
level.
The ally?
Yes.
Set an ally's
aggression level. So. Tell me, do you want your ally aggression to be none? It's this stupid cowardly person who just lets the zombie beat up on it. Some. It's a normal person. Full. It's a person with violent rage that walks around shooting anything and everything it can.
Determine how much ammo an
ally has. Yeah, you answer that question and you'll know which one to pick.
Determine how much ammo the ally has in reserve. You could set it to something low, where the ally will just get killed because it'll run out of ammo. Normal, to where it will be like a normal person. Or you can make it an ammo hoarder, where it has way too much ammo and needs to slow down on that ammo collecting.
I've seen an ally have 1,500 ammo in his Falcon, which isn't even supposed to be possible.
Yeah, and that's because of this option.
How much ammo is in an ally's weapon?
Campaign scripting is more powerful than anything on the multiplayer swamp.
Yeah, because
it even has options. If you haven't seen in the general since 1.0 Dev 1, that it has the option of setting even your experience, your level, your reputation.
Yeah, like I have said, 24,307,931,612,516.888566377 times. The Swamp Campaign creator, or Swamp Campaigns, are extremely powerful, and that you can make Swamp do things it would have never dreamed of doing. But then again, does it even dream of making you kill zombies? I doubt it, because it doesn't have a brain.
Set an ally's awareness level.
And if
set
it does, and if it does, it's a psycho.
Set an ally's awareness level. It's basically, if you set that to zero, it's gonna be like unnaturally awesome. It's gonna be able to turn to every zombie and be like, boom, 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 you're dead. Boom, you're dead. Boom, you're dead. If you set it to 12, it's like a normal person. Now, if you set it to 100, it's like an old, psychotic zombie. Itself is like, where's the next zombie to kill? It's right there. Hold on.
Fire
an hour. While I target it.
Set an ally's aim and accuracy value.
1 hour later. Player has died. Ally has died.
Set the accuracy. Put this to zero. Man, that's like a professional sniper. Six is like a soldier. If you set that to 12 million, that zombie will be shooting up in the air. No, it'll be shooting in front of it, and the zombie is 12 miles behind it.
Set a shot delay.
Set that to zero. It'll fire as fast as it can. Set it to 15. It will be like pausing to see where the zombie is like a normal player. Set it to 40 trillion. Now that's going to shoot one shot every 12 millennia.
Make an
ally play a sound or speak a phrase. That's self-explanatory. If you want, or you're just enter the ally's name and then enter the file path of the noise to play.
Jump an ally to a different location.
Jump an ally to a different location. Now, if you want, what you can do is you can pretend that the ally has a teleporter or a warp drive machine or whatever.
And teleport them
into a swarm of zombies with no weapon. Just kidding, that would be mean.
Tell an ally where
to
go.
Tell an ally where to go. Now that is where the go command comes in, where you set the ally's movement instruction. Now if you tell it to go somewhere, it will march off to that coordinate, smacking zombies down as it goes.
Go back.
Guess what that does for the ally. You want to know what? Nothing. It just gets out of the allies menu.
Please choose a
Save
and return.
Save and return to the main menu? Oh, what does that do? That goes to the general options menu. Yeah, right. Press enter on that.
Your campaign has been saved. Closed. You are now back at the main menu.
Exit. Swamp campaign.
So, there
that
we go.
Demonstration.
And now, here we do. Here we go. What I'm going to do is that there are some zombies today. And this zombie walked up to me and said, Steven, do you mind doing me a favor? And I was like, what is it? Because I was mad, you know, it's a zombie. I don't use nice voices with zombie. I was like, what is it? And it said, do you mind sniping me and all my friends? And I said, okay, fine. So I'm here to do that for him. Let's go to swamp.
Welcome to Mocha's campaign.
Campaigns.
Choose your campaign left.
Campaign.txt.
Campaign.txt selected. Beginning campaign. Get ready. Get set. Kill them. 9MT.
Ooh.
R.
Hey, zombie. Want to go out to dinner? Oh, wait. R. You can't. You're dead.
You're better than you originally.
Ooh. Two in a row. Oh, I just died. Let's try that again.
Campaigns. Choose your campaign.txt selected. 9. You not 9. E. Crouching. R.
I'm sure it's like.
R. E. R.
Anyway.
R.
I think I'm gonna use the axe to clear the area out a little bit. out of my way. Thank you very much.
I am R.
Thank you. Hey, zombie. You just got sniped. I hope you liked it.
R.
Yes, I really liked it. I sincerely doubt it, though.
R.
Central swamp. There's only one zombie screen. The Zombiorium. Where zombies are created.
Oh! Hey zombie. You wanna hang out today? Wait! Dang it! I shot you and I didn't even mean to. Yes, I did.
Wait a minute.
I died. Okay. I guess you get a general idea. You go around sniping zombies. Right now, unfortunately, my brain is laying on the California coastline because I left it there when I got mad and threw it the other day. So, yeah. Basically, let's see my playing time.
You put in over 2 days, 21 hours, 2 minutes. Playing.
2 days, 21 hours, 2 minutes. Whoa!
Exit the game.
So, you know what it's time for? Let's set my timer real quick. So if you hear my watch, don't freak out. We'll do a 4 minute tech tip. Ready, set. Welcome to this week's tech tip with me, or Devin is the main one in this segment, and I'm just the guy that's sitting there with him because I have nothing better to do.
So, we have several new updates this week. iOS version 7 came out on Wednesday, which adds a great many new features and is always accessible with VoiceOver. Second, JAWS 15 is working its way out of beta. It isn't even going to be there for quite some time. We'll have to wait another month, but we currently have, what was it, beta 2010? And then, WindowEyes version, what was it, 8.3, I think it was, got released. Have there been any recent updates to GW Fail?
Swamp campaign Audacity Spray.
Oh, what's GW Fail?
GW Connect.
Oh.
I
tried to log into that and it logged me right back out. Now, if you don't mind, can I talk about Playroom, the web client?
Oh yes, I've heard about it. You can go ahead.
Playroom has, or Quentin C has released the web version of his Playroom client. Right now, as of yesterday, Friday, September 20th, 2013, this software is still in beta. The software allows smartphone and Macintosh users to use the Quentin C Playroom with ease. Right now, although it is slower than the Windows client and not as easy to use, this Quentin C Playroom web version is still very great.
This is a client that allows users of any mobile device capable of accessing the internet to play the Quentin C Playroom with their internet browser.
We have 2 minutes left if you need to talk about any more tech.
Okay. Here is a big tech tip. Although not many people, unless you're computer geeks, you'll know about this. You can navigate, if you want a folder or file permanently gone, you can navigate to that folder or file and press Shift Delete. You must then confirm that you wish to permanently delete the file. This will make it unrecoverable. Only if you have an advanced recovery program can you retrieve that folder, file, or software.
Now, on to my second tech tip. This isn't a tech tip, but this is the last one since we only have 1 minute. I will be releasing Swamp Campaign Creator Version 2.0 Dev 9.1, which you will not notice any changes unless you create stores. All this does is fix a bug with store creation that it exits your campaign and takes you to the main menu. I fixed that annoying pesky bug, and nobody will ever have to deal with it again. So, thank you for listening to Tech Tip. This is me, and who else is here? Say your name, Devin.
Devin. This is our podcast, and it's about to go under a complete retransformation. In fact, it's going to be an entirely new podcast with my name mentioned more often.
Yes. So, that was our tech tip, and it's over now, all 4 minutes. So, anyway, thank you for listening to the Steven and Devin podcast. Devin, do you have anything else to say? Tell them what your website is, you know, just in case these are their first-time listeners.
In case of first-time listeners, which I highly doubt there should be, because that's blasphemy to only have had one listen, the URL of my website, though as mentioned previously, I have not updated in months, is devinsplace.wordpress.com. That's devinsplace.wordpress.com.
Thank you for listening to the combined episodes 9 and 10 of the Stephen D. Podcast.
Shortly to be the Stephen and Devin Podcast.
Yes, on October 1st.